No, we were opening up at the third. You know, we were maybe, you know, we were getting a little bit thin, but we had some chances. We just didn't score. Like, it's 2-1 game with 2.5 minutes left, and you know, they're a team that wanted to play hard tonight too. And so I thought our battle level was good. I thought for the trip, we maybe had a couple games that were just average, but I thought we played, you know, pretty good overall, and that's the hard part when you don't get any points.
Is it hard to believe when you look at all the games where you either led or were close at the end that all you get is one win?
Yeah, it's frustrating, but it, you know, I think we got better as a team as the trip went on. I thought our system stuff got better. I think that, you know, we played some tough teams late, and you know, our lineup, we were beat up in the lineup, and guys were tired, so... I thought our system stuff was better, and I thought it gave us a chance.
The third goal obviously came late for them, but how hard is it to win when you're giving up three or four on a nightly basis?
We're pushing late. It's 2-1 game. Like, really, we gave up two.
I don't mean this game specifically, but during the trip, it was three or four goals.
Yeah.
In the game.
You know, I think that we have to be better defensively. Like, that's something, and it's the amount of opportunities we're giving up, I guess. You know, I thought the Montreal game was a good game. Like, you know, they got going on the shorthanded. You know, we played them even up. That was basically a 3-2 game till late too. Like, they only had two. So, and that's a high-powered team. So, I thought our guys played hard on the road. Like, do we have to be better? Yeah, we have to be better. Like, you have to win those games. But, you know, I thought our group. I was proud of the way the guys played.
Was that the worst possible time to lose a defenseman?
I don't know. You know, it's always tough when you lose a D. But. You know, I think you're always better to play 5D. It gives guys more minutes. I think it keeps them in the game more. So that was an excuse for what happened tonight.
The players were talking about not necessarily the number of chances, but the quality of chances that the team's been giving up of late. Yeah. Do you see that as a...
Yeah, we've been giving up a few from home plate. And, you know, I thought we addressed it. But it's, you know, we seem to be a half step slow at times today. And for whatever reason, I thought we had good energy. I thought... You know, we were well rested for the game, so there was no reason we didn't have a good game.
Are you a believer in make the first save and the team reacts from there?
No, I don't. I think that our goaltending's been good. He played well tonight. There was lots of tough saves, and you know, he kept us in there for a couple times, so it was good.
Now you see the difference that Spezza makes physically with the team. Is the group physical enough when he's not there, not in the lineup?
Yeah, I think we are. I think. You know, we miss Press too. Like, Press, the guy that, you know, when he was playing well, he made a difference to our group. So, you know, he's going to be coming back, which will help as well. So, you know, I think it's, we got to regroup a little. It's going to be tougher going home. It's not going to get easier. So, we're going to have to regroup and we're going to have to be ready to battle.
Spezza's departure, is that related to the fight?
Yeah, a bit to the fight. It wasn't anything with the previous injury.
Do you expect that he's just day to day, or might he be out a while?
Yeah, I honestly haven't checked, so I don't know. I haven't checked though.
And what about Verbata? Do you think he'll be back on Saturday?
I'm not sure. I thought he was close today and started warm up, couldn't go. So we'll have to see if it settles down after we get home.
What do you think of Grenier?
I thought he played good. You know, I thought he had some good chances. You know, he's a big guy. I think he has good skill. I think he's a smart player. So. I think there's good things to work with.
Will he go back with you to Vancouver? Or
no, he'll go back. We have Press coming back in. So
he created some things, some chances. He didn't play much, I don't think, in the third.
No.
Is that just because of age and it's his first game, or what?
No, we had power play penalty killing. There was lots of things going on in those shifts. So, you know, he maybe missed one rotation out of it that he maybe could have gone with him. I went with Dorsett in one of the plays. So, it's a factor that he was a little bit younger. You know, maybe we're going to try to get the Sedin line out there a little bit more, so we're going to go a little shorter in the last 5 minutes.
Chris Tanev ends up on the first power play unit. The Sedins didn't look like they kind of incorporated him much when they were playing. Like, well, why Tanev there?
Yeah. Tanev's is going to be a guy there that, you know, that's a spot that I feel he'll play in the future. You know, and I think he's got to get used to it a little bit right now. He does lots of things well. He sees the ice well. He moves well. He's a smart player. So, I've been waiting to kind of put him in that spot. And, you know, we thought today was a good day to try.
What did you think of the physical side of your game tonight?
Yeah, I think Winnipeg's a real physical team. And, And we're not going to run them out of the rink or whatever. We just got to make sure we play our game. And we got to score in our power plays. So when you play a team like this, you got to be good on your power play. And, you know, we got one, which is big, but, you know, another one would help.
Can Berchi play regularly in that spot on the fourth line?
Yeah, you can play. He's got good skill. I don't see our lines as 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody else talks about it. I see his Sedin line as one, and then I see the other lines rotating depending on how they're playing. And, you know, I thought Cracknell and Dorsett were good tonight. Like, they weren't our fourth line tonight, and I thought Berchi played pretty good as well.
Is this testing the patience of the room? How have the guys responded?
Well, of course it's testing. You know, we haven't got many points in this road trip, and, you know, you play hard a lot of nights and you don't get points, so it's testing it, and it should test it. The guys shouldn't be happy. The guys should be a little short, and we should be on edge. And, you know, I think there's a little bit of that, but I think as a group, they battle hard together.
Some of the guys haven't been through, like, the stretch of, like, this, of losing, and certainly not in the NHL. How do you keep the young guys from getting frustrated and beating themselves up?
I think it's your comment the other night about, you know, you have to have a winning attitude, and I think this is the kind of attitude you want to scenario you want to bring your young guys on, because every shift they have to play well. Every shift they do. If they don't, then it's not good enough. Like, every guy has to do that, and that's how you develop players. You know, you don't develop them when it's easy going and it doesn't matter. And so they're being developed in a tough environment, and it's good for them. And you know, they've had some hiccups, but you know, overall they've been pretty good.